Acquisition following TEI. Honeysuckle, pass 7.
Following. Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Hello, Apollo 8. Roger.
Roger. Please be informed there is a Santa Claus. And burn status report. We burned on time. Burn time 2 minutes 23 seconds. 7 tenths plus DGX. Attitudes nominal. Residuals minus 5 tenths. DGX plus 410 VGY and minus 0 VGZ. Delta VC minus 26.4. Roger, we had 2 minutes 23 seconds. Or, wait, what? Stand corrected, that's 3 minutes 23 seconds.
Thank you.
You're on the high gain. Apollo 8, we've manually acquired and wide beam.
Roger, read you, the last clear. Initial tracking indicates 4 foot per second, and 8 hours will put you on target.
4 foot per second and 8 hours.
That's correct, that's 15 hours.
Roger. Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, Apollo 8.
Roger, do you wish me to reinitialize the W matrix at this time?
That's affirmative, Apollo 8.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8, which battery do you want us to start charging?
Okay, we'd like to start on battery alpha.
Battery alpha, okay.
Apollo 8, would you go to narrow beam on high gain?
We're in narrow beam.
Roger. Sounds real good now. approve and accept, we'll update your rest map, and I have some backup EDC angles for the new entry rest map.
Roger, understand. Approve and accept, and you'll give us a new rest map.
Okay, problem.
Thank you.
alignment coming up. Salmon block.
Yeah. All right,
P-52.
All right. And I've got a couple of words for you, Jack. I've been watching you since LOI, and he has a few words he wants to give you.
Who has?
Typhoid Jack here, and we've got some good words here that originated at the Cape with a bunch of friends of yours. And it's sort of in a paraphrase of a poem that you're probably familiar with. Do you read me out, Apollo 8?
You're loud and clear, Jack.
Okay, 'twas the night before Christmas and way out in space. The Apollo 8 crew had just won the moon race. The headsets were hung by the consoles with care in hope that Chris Kraft soon would be there. Now, Frank Borman was nestled all snug in his bed while visions of rest mats danced in his head. And Jim Lovell and his couch and Anders in the bay were racking their brains over a computer display. When out of the disky there rose such a clatter, Frank sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away to the sextant he flew like a flash to make sure they weren't going to crash. The light on the breast of the moon's jagged crust gave a luster of green cheese to the gray lunar dust. When what to his wondering eyes should appear but a Burma shave sign saying Kilroy was here. But Frank was no fool, he knew pretty quick that they had been first. This must be a trick. More rapid than rockets, his curses they came. He turned to his crewmen and called them a name. Now Lovell, now Anders. Now don't think I'd fall for that old joke you've written up on the wall. They spoke not a word but grinning like elves, and laughed at their joke in spite of themselves. Frank sprang to his couch. To the ship gave a thrust, and away they all flew past the gray lunar dust. But we heard them explain ere they flew round the moon, Merry Christmas to Earth. We'll be back there real soon. Great job, gang.
Thank you very much. That's a very good point. But in order to win the race, you got to end up on the carrier.
We'll see you there.
Hey, Jack, you really got Bill trained.
Okay.
I certainly hope so. You did pretty well, Jim. You must have talked on the way out there.
Thank you.